Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. They would be reviewing the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders would also be exchanging views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the Global South. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through video conferencing today. The project is aligned with the government's efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capabilities, reduce import dependence, and build resilient global supply chains. With this initiative, the country's semiconductor ecosystem will receive a major boost, fostering innovation, skill development, and technology transfer. Today is the last day of India AI Impact Expo. The government extended the expo for one more day because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators, and visitors. Our correspondent reports that the expo will be open from 9:15 a.m. till 6 p.m. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued a general advisory that outlines revised access arrangements and security protocols for registered visitors. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, yesterday, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "The AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts." Mr. Vaishnav said that many startups got the opportunity to showcase their work and the quality of discussion was phenomenal.
"This AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. About more than 5 lakh visitors have enjoyed this exhibition, learnt a lot, interacted with many experts from the world. We had practically every major AI player in the world participating in large numbers. We had so many startups getting the opportunity to showcase their work. Overall, the quality of discussion was phenomenal."
Supreme Court has cautioned West Bengal's Director General of Police regarding violence and political interference during the SIR process. The court made it clear that if the DGP does not take initiative against objectionable remarks by political leaders, strict action will be taken against the DGP in the future. In the next hearing, the DGP must report what measures have been taken in response to the complaints received. The case will be heard again next month. Northern Railways has extended the operation of the special train between Badgam and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra till the 2nd of July to facilitate passengers in the Jammu division and to improve connectivity with Kashmir. Train number 046888 and 04687 operating between Badgam and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra will now continue from 4th of March to 2nd of July without any change in its existing schedule, stoppages or coach composition. The White House has clarified that India will face a 10% tariff temporarily following US President Trump's announcement of a new global tariff order. The new tariff will replace the earlier International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, based duties that was struck down by the Supreme Court. The clarification by the White House indicates that the newly announced 10% global tariff under Section 122 is not in addition to previously imposed IEEPA tariffs on India, but replaces them for now. The White House response confirms that at least temporarily, the applicable rate for India would fall to 10% under the new Section 122 authority. The current adjustment reflects both legal constraints imposed by the U.S. court and the administration's stated intent to continue pursuing through alternative statutory mechanisms. In ICC T20 World Cup, the Super 8 stage is set to begin today. In the opening clash of Super 8, New Zealand will take on Pakistan at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Meanwhile, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. Group 1 of the Super 8 consists of India, Zimbabwe, West Indies and South Africa, while Group 2 includes Pakistan, Sri Lanka, England and New Zealand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.